This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Running a 50-acre cacao farm on the other side of the world is not easy. Just ask first-generation farmers Patrick and Mara Chenu, who live in Colorado yet own and operate a farm in Cameroon.
We naturally just start learning and connecting with people in the field of agriculture that we thought could be helpful. For example, we had a mentor from the School of Agriculture at Colorado State University, who really was very helpful in helping us building our farming plan and telling us the things that we needed to know, and people in Cameroon who are in the field. And we learned from both sides.
Because they're thousands of miles away from the operation, Mara says they've put immense trust in the local farmers who manage their farm day to day.
I think there was a lot of trust with the people in Cameroon, and I think we just, you know, did a lot of research here and just knowing what are the best practices, you know, and how we could implement some of that there. If we're really going to start a farm from scratch, what's the best way to lay it out so we can reduce water usage and make sure things are safe for the surrounding community?
With the product harvested on their farm, Patrick and Mara make fine artisan chocolate in Colorado under their brand, Babamba. Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.